Here's a question. What's the most unsafe thing your parents let you do as a kid? Here's a comment from JJ that we saw on Facebook. It says, now that I'm a parent, when I think about it, all of the unsafe things my parent let me do as a kid, it makes me say, what the hell? It was truly different back then. I remember my dad letting my brother and I have BB guns. We also built a mini bike out of a lawnmower engine, which we would crash on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm. Did that.
So, I mean, you guys think about it. Steve, Tommy Jr., how was your childhood unsafe compared to the kids today?
Ooh, especially Tommy and Steve. Y'all are parents. So.
And we played outside a lot, yeah.
Go ahead,
stayed outside.
Really do that. Yeah, I got 100 of them. Go ahead.
Well, one of the first things my parents let me do that was unsafe was like in six cook.
Wait, what?
I got the whole operation of the stove. They let me cook at six.
At what 6 years cook? Old, you were cooking.
Boiling hot dogs on high. Water going out the pot. I ain't got no water in here.
Boy, you could have burnt the whole house down.
Yeah. Surely, I did too.
That was unsafe. Yeah.
I put a pizza in the oven, in the box. Did not know. I had to take it out. That was a whooping I got. Oh, God.
You got beat.
You said warm it up. I've been cooking.
That's funny, Junior. Come on, Tommy.
Flips off the house, off the top of the house.
My cousin.
Oh my God, my brother did that.
We used to flip off the house and lay it on the ground. Yeah. Flip off the house, partner.
My brother did that.
Yeah. That was it. Tommy, we was trying to kill you.
Steve!
The parents never knew that, Tommy. They didn't let you do that. We told you, they said you could.
That is just not nice. All right, come on, big dog. What you got?
Going down the freeway in a station wagon, standing up in the back seat, hanging out the window looking. Oh, God.
No seatbelt, no car
seat. Seatbelt, wasn't none of that back then. We just standing up, head out the window like a dog, jaws.
Caught a lot of bugs, I bet. Wow, Steve. What else?
That's so unsafe.
You can do a lot, though.
That is.
Oh, I got one. I wanted this so bad. Uh-huh. I wanted to smoke my daddy's cigar. And I begged and begged until finally he said, okay, cool. You're going to smoke the whole damn thing. I was 9. I was throwing up for 3 days. I was literally throwing up. I didn't want to see another cigar.
Wow. Come on, Junior. You got anything else? Because I know Steve does.
Oh, yeah. I'll let you know another thing they let us do. The pre-work probably wasn't safe, but as a kid, when I was like 10, catching the city bus to school. Not the school bus, the city bus. How the hell am I supposed to know a bus route at 10? I got to find my own way to school. I didn't even know. Get your ass out there. I can't take you this morning. Just get on. We're running behind. Just get on the bus. 378 Broadway. Take it till you see your school.
I love your family,
Junior. I do, too. Thank you for 100.
Supposed to know that.
At 10.
Come on, Steve. You can close it out.
No, we got a minute. We lived in an industrial city, factories, Republic Steel, Ford Motor Company. Mm-hmm. They let me make and eat snow ice cream.
Growing up in Chicago, I've had some of those.
Boy, we down the street from the steel mill. Yeah. You're good in hell. Well, it's carbon monoxide in this damn show.
We put milk and sugar in ours. Who's next? Come on, Junior Tommy.
I'll tell you nothing they let me do.
Okay.
Junior, it's unsafe for kids to take shots of Crown. I'm just going to tell you that right now. It's unsafe. Your lungs ain't even developed.
That's the best one.
I ain't got no lungs for this.
That's the best one.
It's unsafe for kids to take a shot of Crown at 10.
Oh, my God. All right, listen. Coming up next, the nephew is here with today's prank phone call right after this.
Burn.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.